Blog Talk Radio.
Like to go out and do a little bit of ghost hunting now and then. Some of you folks know that. This is John Almada here on Ghost Rider Investigations, Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio Show. And we don't normally do this, but it's going to be the new normal. And by the way, I'm playing a little bit of John Hyatt, Alone in the Dark. We're going to be doing some online EVPs tonight. And we've got some of our good friends out there. I'll turn this down a little bit. And so turn out the lights, kind of get the mood music going there. Of course, for those of you in England, our good friends in England, you've probably got some daylight, so that's going to be a little tougher. But good to have you here anyway, my friends. We've got Anastasia 1 and Kathy's Distant Echoes. I've never talked to that woman. She's just a mystery to me. Cryptic Animal, we got Disgruntled Dan. Hey, good to see you, my friend. Dominicana More, I still love that name. Guest 7756, and we got Mindetox, and that's a different kind of name. I like that. I'm not sure what that means, though, so we'll find out more. So we're going to turn that down just a tad, a little bit. I love that song. Anyway, hey, guys, we are going to do some fun stuff tonight. We've been perfecting our techniques. And I'm going to turn that off. But that was a good song. Alone in the Dark, John Hyatt. Good stuff. Anyway, I'm going to get this show on the road. We're going to go ahead and fire up a couple of things. Turn off the Radio Shark here. I have one of those Radio Sharks. They're kind of cool. You can record AM and FM radio through the computer and then play it back. And it's not letting me do that. Well, how nasty of you. Why would that happen? Goodness gracious. Yes, I'm going to cancel the scheduled recording. There we go, guys. Okay, and I see Karen is out there. Hello, Karen. I was just playing a song all about you called Alone in the Dark. She's going to hit me later. Anyway, good to see you here, my sweet. Let's see what we've got. We've got we're going to bring up Audacity, and this is some software to do our audio work. And so I'm letting that fire up. Let's see if I can get that. There it comes. And what we're going to do, oh, it fired up two of them. That's nice of it. So I'll have the chat room where you guys, I can see you guys. I'm going to move this around. So what are you guys up for? Are you guys up for some ovulus work? Want to try a little more like what we were doing before on Kathy's show here about a half hour or so ago? Or we could do a little bit of work with the Shack Box? So I'll let you guys pick. Go ahead, first person to jump in and say so, that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to get set up here, and let's see. I don't see anybody responding, so I'm going to have to make a... Karen, you choose. I'm going to point you out. You get to choose. Is it going to be the ovulus, or are we going to do Shack Box? I'm waiting. She's going to hit me. Come on. Somebody respond. All right, you guys aren't going to respond. Ovulus, Cryptic Animal. He comes through in a pinch. My friend, it's the ovulus. Okay, we got it. All right, now what I've done here, what we're going to do is kind of a new thing we did on Kathy's show. We are going to basically have you guys throw questions out there, and I'm going to ask them of the ovulus, and we're going to see what we get. And I will record this. And then we can play it back. We'll do about maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then see what we get back. We'll play it back and do some enhancements right online and see what we get. So I'm going to go ahead and flick on the ovulus, and it's going to make a little beeping noise here in a second, so don't be surprised. There we go. All right, now I'm putting it over.
Orange.
Orange.
10.
Okay, so now the
Fever.
Now that we got that on, fear.
Fear.
Okay, I'm going to switch on the recording. Okay, we've got the Audacity now recording. We're going to let
Angel.
That settle down. Oh, hello, Angel.
Give aid.
You're giving aid?
Quick.
Quick. Give aid quick.
You're right.
Anyway, what we're going to do
Play.
What we're going to do is ask,
right.
is ask for...
Not.
I'm going to turn that down just a little while this is getting going. What we're going to do is let it settle down a little bit, but if you guys have some questions that you want to have asked, Paul asked a good one about his father's service, and we had another thing that was said about something like friend, and I when it came to a name that he gave us, and I can't remember who that was, but it was I believe it was a woman that he knew. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back up here.
Very much.
All right, so hello to you, whoever
Died.
You are. You died?
Nem.
A nem. Is it a nem?
Friend.
Friend. Okay, so you're a friend. Let's
camera.
Go. Oh, should I bring out a camera?
Ghost.
Camera for the ghost.
Mercury.
Mercury, of course, is the messenger, so it loves Mercury for some reason.
Blender.
And we're back to the blender. Okay. So let's go ahead and see if any of you have any questions for the ovulus. And we'll look in there for, oh, my God, we've got a big chat room tonight.
Yell.
Yeah, yell that out. You're right, my friend. Oh, we've already got a caller.
Sorry.
217. I believe Jerry. That might be, I'm starting to recognize that number. I think that's going to be Anastasia's mother. And she might just be listening in on that line. But I'm going to go ahead and pop it on anyway. Is this...
This is Judith.
Yeah, hey, I had a feeling it might be you. You just listened.
Thank
oh
you. I'm so glad that you're continuing the show tonight. And
oh,
I
yeah,
am
you're
listening.
Welcome. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just leave you online here. It's always good to have somebody out there to chat back and forth with. So
okay.
If you're up for that, we'll go ahead and get started here. By the way, do you have a question for the ovulus?
Not just yet.
Okay. Well, let's see if we have... Anybody.
Well, I would ask if my husband is there, or he knows my husband's name.
Oh, so you're asking if your husband, can tell that you if he's going to be able to come through?
Yes.
All right. And can you say his name?
Bill.
All right, Bill, you know who you are. If you can come through, say your name or give a message here. We'll let that run for a bit. And see.
Sit?
Of course I'm sitting.
Art.
Art. He loves to say art a lot. And now we have Paul saying, is William there? So.
Yes.
Are you here, William? Let's see if we come through. And what we'll do is let's check the recording, make sure. Yeah, we're getting some good recordings here on the Audacity, so we'll play that back. We'll go for another minute. Bill, are you there? William? Sometimes I get stage fright and I just will not.
Mm-hmm.
It got real quiet. I'm going to ask Paul if he senses anybody is in here with me on this because I'm a little too focused on the technology right now. Let's see. I feel like I did get some good EVPs earlier today when I was running some checks on this new setup I've got. I've got a few things, but it is being awfully quiet. Come on, I know you're there. You can come in and talk to me. Opa or Oma will come through on John's box. That's Karen and is saying that. And we see Dominica. Looking what the chat room is saying. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go back and see if we got anything, even EVP. We possibly may get even get EVPs here. I'm going to go ahead and stop right here. I'm going to scroll back. And let's see. I'm going to take it up through. Let's see if this plays back. Is ask for. I'm going to turn that down just a little while
there we go.
Get going. What we're going to do is let it settle down a little bit. But if you guys have some questions that you want to have asked, Paul asked a good one about his father's service. And we had another thing that was said about something like friend, and I when it came to his, a name that he gave us, and I can't remember. All right, I'm going to scroll out ahead because we've already been through that. Let's see if we get anything. Now, that's 51 seconds. Here. Let's see. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back up here.
Very much.
All right, so what was that saying? I hear that a lot, and I'm not sure. I'm going to put this in looped mode.
Remote.
Okay, so that was saying remote. All right, so hello to you, whoever you are. Now, that's another one that I hear a lot that I want to make sure it is died. Whoever you are. Okay, so remote died. Here's another one.
Lem.
I'm not sure if it's saying men or nem.
Lem.
I'm going to say men. I think that's men. Remote died men. So maybe it's saying that there's some men who died not far or are farther away from here that are coming through. So a men. Now that was strange. I thought I heard an EVP there. Now, the computer can actually pick up EVPs, too. You don't have to have just a regular recorder. Right there. Right there. Let's see. I don't know what that is. I don't think that was me. I didn't make that noise. But, is it a men? Friend. Okay, so this guy identified himself as a friend. A men?
Friend.
Okay, so we have a friend. Friend. Okay, so you're a friend.
Let's camera.
Go. Oh, should I bring out a camera? I won't have to play that again. Camera, that was obvious.
Ghost.
Now, I hear that a lot, and it's going to be, is it going to be host or ghost?
Ghost.
I think it says ghost. I mean, are you hearing are you hearing that too?
Light.
Yes.
Okay, now that was live. That one just said light. Okay, so have we got somebody here with us tonight that wants to come through? If you do, I'll start a new session here. We'll play that back. I'll only start if you say something else. Otherwise, I'm going to turn you off here in a minute, and we'll go off to the jack box. Camera for the ghost. All right, I'm playing back more.
Mercury,
of course, is the messenger, so it loves Mercury for some reason. I hear that again, Blender. So we get that Blender quite often in these sessions. And let's see if we get what else. I'm going to do one more one through here. So let's go ahead and see if any of you have any questions for the...
John, did say light, didn't he?
Yeah, it says light quite a bit, and I think that especially it says light in conjunction with angels.
Uh-huh.
So, what's funny is when it really gets, some nights it's just not going to be great. Other nights, for whatever reason, it's really hopping, and we will get combinations of words that I've never even heard it do before.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, you know,
was a time when... my husband saw a light. We were praying a lot, and then this light just came on.
Oh, really?
And stayed on for a while, and then shut itself off.
Do you know where the light came from, or was it inside the room you were in?
It was inside the room, and it would happen when we were praying a lot.
Running.
Now, that just came through live. It said running.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Just as you'd say that, did you? Running fell through. What the heck? Was the house you lived in haunted by any chance?
Yes.
Solitary. Danger.
Now that's somebody.
Step.
Somebody coming through right there.
Stair.
Step, stair. Did you have stairs in the home?
Yes. The ghost would come up the stairs from the basement. And then it would out the back door.
Angel.
Wow, we're getting some good.
Quick.
Angel, quick.
None.
I don't know.
Raster.
No, I'm not recording right now, so I'm going to go ahead and throw a. The only way we're recording is on the show audio, so.
You're right.
I'm going to go ahead and just fire up a new session here and continue on there. So that is odd. And did you ever hear like the sounds of running in your home from this, whatever this haunt was?
You could hear definite steps like they were coming up fast, you know, from
right.
the basement. And it would happen at a certain time, you know, every morning. And then the door would bank, and you'd go look at the door, and the door's locked.
Wow. Well,
locked.
Now, it's just sitting there saying all this stuff.
Pray.
Oh, boy. You know, another time, the Blessed Mother holding the Christ child appeared, and this is when we were praying a lot, appeared in a window. And it stayed for a whole week.
Well, that sounds...
And, then my husband said, well, I wonder if that's really her. I said, oh, don't say that. She'll never come back. She didn't.
Upstairs.
Was that upstairs where that was happening?
No, this part that I just saw was in an apartment building. It was in a house, but in an apartment in the house.
Was it on the same floor, on the bottom floor? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So something was going on upstairs. It keeps bringing that up. And then it brought up surgery. So I don't know what to make of it. But definitely some activity there. It finally got going. And I don't like to cheat. I don't like to... I could actually reach over and just grab the unit, and it would set it off, and it would start saying things again. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. Just for those of you who ever consider getting an ovulus,
give aid.
Here, just something interesting to say here. Give aid. You just basically set it down and let it die down, and then if something is going to come up to it, it will. And so I've hit a point of I've got a 6-foot audio connection, and I've got it on the bookcase next to me. And any spirit that would want to come in and interact with these devices, that's where they'll be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So let me see what the chat room is doing. And Karen sent an EVP in. I will pop that in. As a matter of fact, what we'll do is we'll take a brief break at 10:30. I'll do a little bit of music, and I'll pull that down and then have that ready to play back. Paul. Oh, my goodness. Paul, you're being called on this. You know that?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
It's Anastasia.
Yeah. Hi, my dear. Yeah, my goodness, this thing is talkative tonight. Yeah, what's going on, my friend?
Oh, nothing. I was just hoping that maybe Dad would come through.
I think he did.
I think so, too. Now, right. Paul's trying to get on, too, John.
Oh, my God. Well, I got Paul calling on my incoming line. I'm going to answer this. I don't have it
timed.
This is weird. Okay, Paul. Hey, buddy, I'm on. I'm not sure I'll be able to pipe this through, but let's see if we can make it work.
Blender.
Oh, no.
Pardon me? You want to call in on the show line?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, because I can tie it in on the show because you're on my other Skype phone.
Yeah, can do that for you.
Okay, we'll see you there. I'll be watching for it. All right, bye.
great.
Okay, I'm not sure what that thing's saying, but it was really going off there. And it called Paul directly. I mean, that was
that's really weird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it say the name
drink.
Paul. Drink. You guys like your drink, don't you? Are you like beer drinkers or something? Or are you the whiskey
no,
types?
No, we drink a lot of organic juice.
Oh, no, I was talking to the spirit.
Yeah, Mom, not you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we're big boozers over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, no, I was drinking juice.
That's rare.
That's good. Oh, no. I'm going to crack the rest of the show.
Oh,
no. This is nuts. Okay, we got Dragontown 61 coming in. I think that might be Paul, so I'm going to go ahead and see if he can.
Hello.
Okay, hello. You're on the air, Dragontown.
It wouldn't be anyone else, would it?
I don't think it would have been.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? This is weird. It was calling you out. I rather like that.
Finish.
Yeah, well, no, it wants to talk to me apparently, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's saying finish, yell, and move, I think it just said. So I guess you're supposed to be yelling and you've got to move.
Well, yeah, there's been talking to me moving as well. Between several people, but I don't know quite when.
On that.
Well, it's it keeps talking about fell through. And
90.
And the word 90 keeps coming up. That's another one that I've heard it once before on this thing, 90.
That?
So I don't.
You were talking about the motorcycle cop that got run down outside or just down the road.
You're breaking up there, Paul. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're. Can you repeat it again?
Yeah, you were talking about the motorcycle cop that got run over down the road from you.
Oh, yes, the CHP officer.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
Could that be something to do with 90 and fell through?
Well, it was really tragic. There was that chase out of Placerville. It was actually on Highway 50 coming out of Lake Tahoe, and I was away on travel at the time and came back and found out about this horrible thing had happened. They life flighted him out. He had tried to put stop sticks in front of the guy, and this guy intentionally ran him over.
Angel.
Quick Angel.
You're right.
So it sounds to me like he, you know, if it is him, he's telling us he quickly went to the other side. It was, there was just no hope. They life flighted him to, I believe, down to Sacramento or UC Davis Med Center, and he was dead on arrival, if I remember right.
Cemetery.
But I drive over that bridge every day, and when I do, I just feel like that he's still there, or there's this memory of it that you just pick up. And I'm hoping that he did cross and is not just kind of, you know, stuck there. You know,
about 25.
You know what? I'm going to check that. I think he was a fairly new officer, if memory serves, but I will look it up, as a matter of fact. I'll see what I can put out there. I'll take the break, and then here in about 7 minutes, and then we'll go look that up and see what we can come up with on that from Google. Or if you guys want to search on that, look for a CHP officer killed in the line of duty. I think it was about 2006 or 2007, if memory serves right. And it was just a horrible accident. I think it was more like 2000. It was 6 or 7. I can't remember which year, but terrible accident. So it looks like
upstairs.
He's back to the upstairs again.
Is that
I'm going to go
upstairs again.
Judge? Judge Hang. It said Judge Hang. Okay.
Was there a hanging jury?
Say again?
Was there a hanging judge out your way at some point?
Well, Placerville is known as Old Hangtown for a very good reason. We have a disproportionate number of ghosts because so many people were caught doing things that were not so legal, and so it became known as a hanging town. And you can go downtown, and there's references all over the place to that. So I would not be surprised that we would get references to hanging here at all. Gold was discovered just 9 miles down the road from me in 1849 in Coloma, so we get a lot of that kind of
magic.
Okay, I'm going to check
it. Don't you? You keep getting
say
mercury,
again,
don't you? You keep getting mercury, don't you?
Keep getting magic, yeah. We do keep getting
mercury.
That magic.
Mercury.
Mercury.
Oh, mercury? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mercury. And I keep thinking it's... Now, there's another thing...
It's to do with gold.
Yeah,
they used to use it to pan for gold.
That's right. They would do... what they would do is they'd take the atomized mercury, or kind of like flour. I think they called it flour gold. And what they would do is put mercury in the pan, and it would, soak up.
Yeah, it'd just stick to it, yeah.
Yeah, and then what they would do is they would cook off the mercury, and what would happen is it would vaporize and it would leave the gold behind, but the fumes would come off of that stuff, and it would all their teeth would fall out. And then these guys would go absolutely insane, and they'd so it was a real dangerous thing they were doing. They were doing chemistry that just was, mercury. I never really thought about that, and that's the reason we get so much of it here, because these guys were doing that all over out here. And I'm right on, literally, we are right on top of a gold mining enclave here. I mean, the property we're on was actually a town, and. We continually find. We actually found in plowing our orchard and our gardens out here, we found the old forge from the blacksmith that just got left there, and we found crowbars and square nails and all sorts of artifacts. Even Chinese pottery has come up, and we have a Chinese made wall. They did them all over the counties here. These Chinese workers would come in and create these great big walls, to help direct water where they needed them to, and we have that on the property. I'll take a shot of it here and post it one of these days on the website so you guys can see what the place looks like a little bit. But
John, do you think that would have affected your father's health?
No, my father's health was a whole different subject. Just briefly, my father worked in spacecraft and missile defense for many, many years. So I grew up in the business, and it's one of the most stressful things you can do. I've gone through it. I'm just coming up on my 25 years on February 4th, with the same company. And I had to back off because I got shingles in my eyes from the stress, and I had to back off and cease being corporate webmaster. So I don't believe my father got away with it. It's just one of those things there's more to life, I think, than being loyal to corporate America.
Yeah.
But he gave his all for it, and he's done some great things. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story about this. He actually caught a mistake in the service module nozzle design for the Apollo, and they were going to actually fly with it.
Mm.
And he fought them on this, and it was going to make a lot of people look bad. And he fought it all the way through the Pentagon. It took the Pentagon brass to go in and talk to NASA to say, check this out. And they made him look at it, and when they did, they realized he was right. If they'd fired that thing in orbit, it would have blown the spacecraft to smithereens. I mean, the nozzle design was just wrong, plain wrong. So my father, actually saved, a whole lot of problems for the moon missions for this country. So he deserves a lot of accolades for the things he's done, and he's gotten them. So for me, it's no problem for me to stick around and help him out, because he's just so. Anyway.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yep. So, tell you what, let's take a look here. Do you think the machine Dionysus says? Do you think the machine is actually doing anything of substance and value? You know, I'm on the fence with this, my friend. I do think that occasionally it gets it right. It's reacting to something, and it's basically it's basically an EMF meter coupled with a computer. And what we're hoping is that spirits can actually engage this device and learn to work it. I do think that there are environmental influences that could like you're saying in the chat room, generation of random words. But I have seen it on occasion, go suddenly just turn on and start talking in reference to things that we are talking about. And it will choose words that are meaningful enough that it's beyond the realm of chance that it would be doing that. So I think that, as we go through these shows together, what I'm hoping we'll do is we'll attract some quality spirits here with all your help and be able to, visualize, them being able to come here, stand next to me and, work with us on the show and answer some of these questions and perhaps influence it more often than not. But, we've got some old tried and true standbys, though. We're going to try a, Dionysus. I think that there was some activity with regard to, the question for, Anastasia's mother. But I think it's kind of silent. Actually, I turned it off. I just think that was probably the best we've done. As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn off this recording because it's running.
John, he mentioned something about stairs every so often. The woman who owned this house fell down the stairs outdoors and died.
Yes, that's right.
And I have been, this sounds funny, I've been thrown down the stairs and, injured a knee. And Bill, where the ghost would come up the stairs and go out the back door, he fell down those stairs. Very unexpectedly, and it was just like he was pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Just suddenly.
Well, that sounds like to me like it fits an awful lot of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It is a good fit. The danger in this is that we're projecting onto what may be random.
Uh-huh.
And remember, we're going to have some fun with this. And I do think, though, like Dionysus is saying here, that the machine stopped responding when I asked for a spirit to come through. That's a good point. And I think one of the ways we could deal with this is just ask questions and then get talking about the individual stories and see what happens. When it actually begins to, respond to these things.
See if it reacts to anything.
Go ahead.
See if it reacts to anything that you say.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting tool. I am still on the fence with it, except for most of the time, except when there is that feeling of spirit in the room. And, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, you can feel it. And then it starts doing things, and you go, wow, there's something going on here. Dionysus is right, and he's saying some things. He's saying it could be Minotaur. He's funny. You are outrageous, my friend. I like it when you come in because you just rattle the whole cage, man. Anyway, I'll tell you what. We've got 10:33. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll do a little music here. Let me go ahead and pull up the wonderful tool that is sitting in the back here on my icons. It should have been up front, but thanks to my computer, it decided. Okay, here we go with Mr. Winamp. Winamp. It really rips the llamas. It always plays. Okay, and Paul just sent me a link here, so we'll pop that open here in just a minute. As soon as I get the software to come up, I should not have ended that. How dare I do that? Come on, buddy. I need to play that, and then we can go forward. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll do a little something. We'll play some Ghost Riders instead while I'm waiting for that to come up. Oh, here it comes. All right, we're going to go with... I think go with a little bit of Mea Culpa from Enigma.
Ooh.
And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll be back very shortly after we get some things taken care of, and see you in a few minutes. Wrong one. Here we go. Thank you.
home.
Tell you, I love mystical music like that. It sets up the environment perfectly for this. And Dionysus is saying that I got a little bit of random music going on here. Sorry, guys. A little James Bond theme there. Anyway, I do have an interest in mediumistic work. I've been doing a lot of that stuff off and on over the years. Been around this business about 25 years after I had a little heart attack of all things, and I had a little experience that I stepped out and came back, and I was a changed man after that. So I was always found it interesting. How some people can, you know, walk around and actually believe there isn't more until they have an experience like what I had, and then it sort of changes your perspective on things. So all it takes is one little step outside your body and look at you getting worked on, and it'll change your whole experience of things. So anyway, let's see what we've got going here. We're going to go ahead and do a little bit of work with just a standard EVP recorder. And what I'm going to do is I was playing this earlier. We have the Sharper Image Super Duper thing that does the thunderstorms, so you can hear that. I love this. I like to sometimes just let it play at night when I go to sleep. I'll hook it up to the power supply and just let it run, and it sounds like it's a thunderstorm all night. So what I think I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and power this baby up. First, I'm going to get this set. Whoops. Here we go. And all right. Now, Dominique, what's this cool, John? You came back so we don't have to chat through the Oculus. All right. And it sounds like I'm in the middle of a deep thunderstorm there. So what we're going to do is go ahead and pull up Audacity and do another set of online recordings here. So I'm going to have plenty to go through here a little later. But we'll play that. We're going to go ahead and start a recording session. And again, for audience participation, for those of you who have something you want to ask, go ahead and bring it up. For those of you online with me on the phone, feel free to jump in anytime. And I'm going to turn it down just slightly. There we go. That's just a little bit better right there. So we're going to start the recording session now. All right. To any and all spirits here in the alternate studio here over at GRI, we are going to be asking for folks to pop in with their questions. We just got one up here. Minda Talks has a video for me to look at. I will move that to the side and look at that just a little bit. And I thought I heard something there that came through. And is there anyone with us tonight? All right, that was a definite response, I believe, at 35 seconds into the recording. What is your name? Mon, I know you can do better than that. You made a little noise there. It sure as heck wasn't me. I did not move at all. Give me a sign that you're here, please. The Dionysus says, Suel es tua pregnota bonita, which I don't know what that means, but I'm going to have to translate that at Google. One more chance. Is there anybody with us tonight who would like to say their name? I thought I heard something at 1:33. I'm going to go all the way to 2 minutes, and then we'll stop and we'll play it back. Okay, 2 minutes. We're going to stop, and what we'll do is turn that off, and we'll stop the recorder. Now we're going to go back on to the 30-second mark. I think we had some here. I just found that I can see it. Now, that was not me because I was not, I had nothing I was doing. So I'm going to go ahead and run a little bit of audio gain on this. Oops. I'm going to run a compression, and then we do this quite a bit for our it's actually a lot cleaner than I'm used to because I usually have a lot of background noise that's really bad. Let me go ahead and run the click removal. All right, let's see what we got. All right, so that seemed to be almost like a voice that we got. I don't know if you guys hear, but I think it says I'm cheating. So if any of you tend to agree or disagree, make that known in the chat room. Let's try it again. I'm going to play it a couple more times so you guys can hear it. Here we go. I'm cheating. And we get that, you know, we have a lot of gamblers out here. Not in this. Whoops, wrong thing. I didn't want to do that. All right, file. I'm going to save that. That's a good EVP. So I'm going to call that 28 seconds. I'm cheating. So look at that. Maybe because you're stalking me? Bonita de Morris. All right, I'll play it one more time. Come on, guys. Tell me what you think. Is this? Do you think it says I'm cheating? We'll play it a few more times. I'll put it on a repeat playback. That does sound to me like I'm cheating. Okay, we're gonna go on. All right, that was a definite response. Yeah.
Could it be I'm a cheat?
Well, let's go back and play it. Let me see if I can. Here we go. This is at this is right between 35 and 36 seconds. So I'm going to highlight it again. And here we go. Well, it sounds like I'm cheating. And you're saying what?
It sounds more like I'm a cheat.
I'm a cheat. All right, here we go again. I don't hear the cheat, but then again, like I've said in the past, I've got some minor damage to my hearing from fans and computer rooms. So if you're hearing it, I'll take it as that it could be I'm a cheat. So, you know, and people do hear EVPs differently. You know, everybody's got different hearing deficits or hearing capabilities. And so, you know, I can say this. I think I'm in the mode of it's an interesting catch. It's not the best EVP we've ever gotten. I mean, you've heard some of my better stuff, but for something where we were just sitting there live recording, that was a nice catch. You know, just as a start. Hopefully, we'll get some more folks that are going to show up and maybe do a little better work with us. Let's go ahead and see what we get.
John, if you play it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's not that as loud as that. Do you think you hear it better?
Well, let me turn it down and see what we get.
And it does like it's a T.
It gets stuck. It's like, like that. It's like it gets stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what's funny with EVP is that I found that when there's different classes of it. I mean, I actually on my website, I've got a presentation I do for public dissemination about EVP. And there are so many different voice categories we get. We get the scratchy voices, which this seems to be one of those, where they're not quite manifesting enough energy to be able to punch through and really get the voice, you know, right on. Other times it's absolutely clear. Other times it's, you know, a collection of just random noises, and you don't know what the heck you're getting, but it's way out of character. Other times it's a whisper. We get plenty of whispers. It seems like it's easier for them to do a whisper. And usually the EVPs are preceded by like a spike. If you look at it with the audio software, you'll see a characteristic spike. It's almost like somebody's keying the mic to come through, and it punches through into our dimension and then records. And then it sometimes it even has another spike as it goes off. So in this one case, it did not have those characteristics, but it still, in my mind, is an EVP because it's just so strange. Let me play it again here, and I'll turn it down just a bit. Let me take it down. I'll take it down to about 70%. Here we go. I'm cheating. I still get I'm cheating, or I'm a cheat. Maybe it's I'm a cheating.
That's what it sounds like. I'm a cheat.
Yeah, I'm a cheat. Yeah.
Okay.
It cuts out after the T on cheat.
You're hearing the cheat, the T cheat?
Yeah, it's cheat. It stops at cheat.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got what we believe to be three graves of what I believe are all men. You know, we've got the one woman buried down in the north side of the property. But, yeah, Kathy, I know. Kathy, I'll tell you one thing. I know it sounds like a sneeze, but I was the only one here. If it's a ghost, it's sneezing, man. That's good. But I, you know, what's funny is I've got to say,
cold.
Pardon me?
He's caught your cold.
Yeah, I think so. It seems to be going around. Now I'm infecting spirits that are dead. That's a pretty bad thing. But I'll tell you what, I will post that EVP out on the GRI site and put a link out to that there for you guys after the show. And so just head over to ghost-writer-investigations.com, www, that is, and that'll be out there. So we'll see, you know, and then you can take it apart and listen to it yourselves and tell me what you think. And Jupiter is saying, or my ex-husband, when I strangle him, if I ever see him.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, the love of marriage. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's go on with the show here. Let's see. I had at 1:30, I thought I heard something at 1:30, and I'm going to try boost that up a bit. It was really faint. Here we go. No, you know what? I was just hearing things there, so I don't think that we've got much else. You guys up for another one of these? We'll see if we can get anything to come through.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go ahead and fire off a new window. And, boy, I'm going to have plenty to go through tonight, but this is actually good stuff. All right, we're going to go back, and we're going to try a little different something. Let's see. We had Thunderstorm. What about Everglades? There's the wind chimes. Summer night, do you think of summer night? Considering it's winter, it does kind of appeal to me that we can think of warm weather coming, huh?
Sure, why not?
What do you guys think? Sure, let's do it. So we'll do a little bit of summer night. No, oh, I can just see it now. May, you know, burgers on the grill, hunting ghosts. Karen's hanging around just laughing. Here we go. Okay, we'll turn it down. All right. Okay, guys, this is your show. So let me tell you what. Here's how we'll do it. I'm going to go ahead and start the recording. And we are on recording. Is there anyone here with us tonight? You said you're a cheat. Are you indeed a cheat? It's turning out ever slightly. Did you play cards or were you a gambler? Mark at 25 seconds, I thought I heard something there. Are you going to strangle that lady's husband, Jupiter's husband, if you see him? No. That's the people on the chat line.
It sounds like, yeah, just like Bonita said.
Could the cheater possibly be the one who cheated him out of gold when he was weighing it?
I don't know. I do want to ask, did any of you guys sneeze? Come to think of it, I had the chat lines on. That's a lesson learned. Did any of you sneeze a little while ago?
I didn't.
Okay, so we ruled out anybody who could have been a contamination on that. So that's something to remember. Anyway, let's go a little bit more. Are you the one who said Paul on the ovulus by any chance? Now, I heard that at 1:45. It sounded like something coming through there.
It sounded like a name.
Was that you?
No, it sounded like a name, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop here, and we're going to run back to 25 seconds. Okay, I'm going to turn that down. And let's see if this plays back. Yeah, okay, there we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to run back to 25 seconds and just see if I picked up. I thought I heard something at 25, so I'm going to run back to 23 and take it up to about 29 seconds, and let's see if we got anything here. Okay, right there. And it was right, I was right about right, 25 to 26 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and we'll run the compression. Do a little noise sampling real quick. And we'll do that. I've got this down to a procedure now. I've been doing this enough. And I know what we can pull out of there and what we can get away with. Okay, let's see if that's comes back with anything. Nah, you know, that's just garbage. I don't think that was anything, but let's just go ahead and let that go. I did get some interesting stuff earlier when we had a little white noise just running, just straight white noise. So I think that the summer night's not going to be something we want to do too much in the future.
John?
But you got to try stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have to play noise in order to get the ghost to talk? Or the?
Yeah, actually, one of the things you guys, that's a good question, is one of the things we do in EVP work is we use some noise as necessary to stimulate these responses to come through. I find that highway noise is actually quite effective if you're not right on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
We have tend to have a lot of our cemeteries, of all things, are close to freeways, but not that close. And we get enough of these. We get enough EVP that come through because of that noise. It seems to really do something. Also, rainstorms are especially good. Partly because of the energy that's being brought through the air, and sometimes if there's thunder, we'll get things. So it's just it really does help. If you have an absolute silence, they don't have a mechanism to be able to influence. It's like they ride this wave of energy and then use it to transmute it.
Vibration.
Yeah, and so whatever it is they're doing, it needs that mechanical, that energy being brought through for them to be able to couple to and then make the changes they do. How that works, I haven't the faintest clue. I'm still learning this stuff as I go, but I've been doing a lot of it, and I know what works. What doesn't work so well, and then you find out, what's spectacular. You know, and I love storms because storms are the best. I mean, you go out and, you know, the old adage of it was a dark and stormy night, they're the best. That's when you get the good stuff. So let me see. I believe I said it was 145 that we got that strange, I think it was 145. I'm going to try that. Right there. We had some strange stuff there, so I'm going to go ahead and amplify that. We'll do a compression. And then we'll run the same noise sample. We don't have to redo that. It'll take me less time. All right, let's see what we got on this. That sounded like a low voice. I'm not sure what that was. Someone's coming. It's just that summer noise in the background was kind of bad, but let's see if we can... I'd say that's a low-quality EVP. I don't know what you guys think on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think? Are you hearing that?
You can hear a voice.
Yeah, something, but you can't really make it out.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm all alone here, so... So what we'll do is I'll tell you what, we'll try another session. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and try a new, let's pick, we don't want to do the birds. I like the heartbeat though. Good old white noise. White noise should do the trick. And I'll take the volume down a bit, so it'll just be just enough.
Just look out for the people in the television.
What's that, Paul?
And just look out for the people in the television.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just do it like that, and then something will come reach out and grab us and pull me right through, and I'll end up permanently trapped in Blog Talk Radio forever. You've got to help me out. I'm stuck in here. Get me out of here. Let's see. Okay, we got the recording. All right, come on. Record. There we go. All right, let me bring it up here. And we'll do one more. Okay, here we go. Recording on. All right, we've learned our lesson. To the person who said someone's coming, we did hear your voice. Can you come through again for us?
Oh, wow.
Okay, Mark, at 14 seconds, I heard something.
How they get so quiet.
Who was that? Was that you guys speaking?
Yeah, I was just saying it was so it just like quieted down real. Whew.
Okay. To the person who said someone's coming, we definitely heard you. Can you come through again? I think you're the same person who came in this afternoon when I was doing some checkouts. Mark at 45 seconds. Mark at 52 seconds. I'm hearing something in the background that's just really coming through.
It's like a quiet voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. The white noise seems to be doing the trick. I heard it again, 115. Can you come through louder for us, please?
It's David.
Yeah, you heard it too?
Yeah.
All right. If you can, as loud as you can, give us your name. Okay, same noise, 145. All right, we're going to end it here at 2 minutes. End at 2 minutes. Okay, we'll stop that. We'll stop the recording.
John?
Yeah.
I'm getting something, but it's nothing out loud. It's something like an interior voice saying over and over again, I've already been here.
That's interesting, because I got something earlier this afternoon along the same lines, saying things that it was definitely EVP, and it was coming back saying, I'm kind of tired of this. And
all I could hear was over and over again, and it was an interior, was that I've already been here. I've already been here.
Well, if he's been here, I know he's probably tired of it, but if he's coming on the show, come on, guys, be a good guest. Come on, hang out with us, chat with us. We're nice people. We're not going to bite you. All right, we're going to try, let's see, I think I marked it about 25 seconds, and I've learned one lesson here, so I'm going to have a pen and paper ready to write down these seconds. So I'm just going to go on memory of what we had. So I'm going to play from 18 to 23 seconds.
How they get to play it.
Was that you guys right there?
No. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. You mean just now?
That's an interesting... I'm going to amplify that. I'm not sure if it was one of you guys, so I'm going to go ahead and compress it. Because that seems to be... we'll do the noise removal. Pull that down. Okay, here we go. I'm going to undo the noise removal and undo the compression. I'm going to just amplify it straight, not take it too high. All right, that's a little better.
How they get too quiet.
Is that one of you guys?
It's not me.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
How they get too quiet.
Oh, sorry. What was that you were saying?
I just wondered if that was Anastasia.
I sure hope not. I apologize if it is.
Yeah, let me see if we'll try it one more time here.
How'd I get too quiet?
How'd I get Dupre?
How'd I get too quiet?
How'd I get to pray?
Oh, that's or not how me.
or how do I get to play?
Was that you, Anastasia?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, I'm going to play it one more time. I'm just going to make sure. This is really a nice capture, if it turns out to be what it could be. I'm going to run a little bit of noise reduction. So I'm going to get the noise profile, and then I'm going to take that and apply that. See if we could bring this out a little better. And here we go. Okay, now we got...
How'd I get too quiet? How'd I get too quiet?
All right, I'm going to just take it. I'll play it over and over again.
How they get too quiet. 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 How they get too quiet.
What do you guys think that's saying? How do I get to...
Pray?
Or how do you get to play it?
Yes, play it.
All right, let me try again.
How they get too quiet. How they get too quiet.
That's none of you guys, right?
Yep.
No, it does sound like pray or play it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the weird part. Some of you know the story. I've about 18, 19 years ago, right where I'm sitting in the alternate studio, on the exact spot where my announcer's chair is, I'm in right now, I woke up at 3 in the morning to the east wall of my place. I had a fairly good-sized bed back then. I was laying in at 3 in the morning. I woke up, sat bolt upright, looked, and I was looking at a full-blown apparition. She appeared to be like a Western attired woman, younger, had a shawl on, a little thin smile, kind of an angular, triangular face. And she looked at me and smiled at me and then just slowly disappeared right in front of me. And I was as awake as I am right now. I was pinching myself, going, "Did I just see what I just thought I saw?" And you know, and I wasn't into ghosts or anything like that at that time. I knew this stuff happened. I'd been around haunts and knew the family stories, and you know, we were all psychics. But you know, this is a whole new thing for me. And it turns out that Anna, that's what we call her. This woman is Anna, and I think that this may be her. So let's just play it a couple more times.
How they get to quiet.
That is a great EVP. I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It certainly sounds...
And I'm going to reiterate, it wasn't any of you guys, right?
No.
It wasn't me.
Okay. We're going to save that one off for the pile, and we'll get that uploaded for everybody to take a... let me do an export of that selection. And that's going to be... how many seconds in is that? That was at 19 seconds in. How'd I get to pray? Okay, we got it, and that's saved off. Great. All right, let's keep going, because we did get some stuff that Paul, especially Paul, I think, was commenting on. We'll go forward a little bit, and we got about 20 minutes left in the show. Hey, you guys have been great, by the way. I will take a brief break just to say who all the folks, good folks here in the chat room. We've got that crazy guy from DRI Paranormal haunting the place. Mm-hmm. We have Anastasia, Blue Edge Radio. Hey, Renee, good to have you on. You rock, my dear. For those of you who don't know Renee, she's on my team. She's a very talented psychic, and she runs Blue Edge Radio out here on Blog Talk. So give her a listen. I think she's on middle of the week. Great show. Does remote viewing, and you may want to check out her website. Go check that out. Bonita Amore. Oh, we got some more Amores. I love the Amores. I love Italian. Kathy's Distant Echoes. I love you, darling. You're the best. Cryptic Animal. You rock, dude. Denise in Florida. Dionelsis, dude. You are the best. You know how to shake up a room, man. Keep it up. Disgruntled Dan. Good to see you, my friend. Dominica Amore. Gary, UKPN, and we have Ghosts with a Z, Jupiter, with the husband that needs to keep running for his life. Karen's Dream, who's going to be here tomorrow hunting with GRI, and my good friend Renee. We're all going to be out there hunting. Luna Woman and Cameron Park. She's a moon woman. Let's see, and also her name's Tracy. I know her. She's cool. Mindatox. And we have Paul Edward Montanora, and he's a great friend. We're going to interview that man. He rocks and rolls. And we have Solana. So, hey, good to see all you guys. So we'll go ahead and continue on here. Let's see what we have going on. I'm going to go advance forward to about 42 and a half seconds and see what we've got here. Didn't do much there. Mark at 45 seconds. I didn't hear anything there. Mark at 52 seconds. Okay, I thought I heard something there, but that's way low. It's there. It's definitely something there. I've got headphones on, and being here right at the source, I can definitely hear it. What's that?
I'm getting another... a voice, but it's not out loud, saying, I want this over. And I'm just
guess what?
Saying
they're
it over and over
wait.
Again interiorly.
It's too bad. They're going to have to wait. if you don't like it here, go, guys. Come on. I mean, jeez. Boy, spirits are real critics.
Oh, my. You tell it like it is.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Noise removal. And we're going to go ahead and apply that. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, I caught a voice there. I don't know if you guys heard that. I'm going to run that on a repeat play here. Likes to beat me. It says likes to beat me, and that's the kind of stuff you get. You never know what you're going to get with these, so let's try it again here. It's hard to say if it's likes to feed me or likes to beat me, so I'm going to extract that and definitely save that selection because I can't tell, but it was at 58 seconds, and that same voice was showing up other places. I'm glad I followed my instincts there because likes to, and I'm just going to go on the positive side and say likes to feed me, but it could be something else. So we'll play that one more time for you guys just so you hear it. Can you guys hear that when it's, let's see. Are you hearing that voice?
I'm hearing the voice.
What's that, Paul?
Yeah, I'm hearing the voice. I'm trying to decipher.
Yeah, I'm going to upload it so you guys can check it out later. We'll just keep moving through because there's, you know, times are burning, but let's see what we got here.
It's like a quiet voice.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. The white noise seems to be doing
that's the recording.
Okay, I heard that. That was right at 1:13 to one about 1:16 and a half. So we're going to do the same thing. I'm going to run compression, and I'm going to reuse the same noise sampling since it's going to be common. All right, here we go. Okay, right at the edge, same kind of thing. This one's a little harder. My son. And that seems to be, I'm going to focus in on just that one fragment, and we'll play that back a couple of times. My son. Very strange. Yeah, I'm just getting a message here.
Is he saying the name of the son?
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's extremely odd. I mean, we're doing this live and these things come through. I've never...
like Everett or Edward?
Well, I'm not sure about a name. I'm just going on what I'm getting. It's just so weird. I'm going to go 1 minute, 15 seconds. My son. So at least we have it, and then we'll upload these. And let's see what we've got going on here. And I got Ninda Talks. I got to not lose his thing here. I'm going to look at some stuff going on in the chat room here. Just making sure.
Well, I think they're having some problems with Dionysus.
Yeah, I think Dionysus just... I love your style, my friend, but, you know, we got to kind of cool it just a little bit, you know. As I'm working the show here, I'm trying to do all things at once. I think I'm going to need my co-host again to help me work the chat room because I'm trying to do everything at once here.
A lot of people ignoring him, John. Put the
really?
On, I mean.
I'm not sure. You know what? I've never really worked the that part. I'm going to go ahead and minimize these two communiques I've got, and I'm going to look for him. Okay, there we go. All right, done. I had to figure that out. There.
You just see this. Wait, you see the name disappearing.
I feel bad. I've never had to do that on a show, and but I apologize for you guys if that caused you any upset. Because that's just
he's like that in every show.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
I tried one night to warn them nicely, privately, that it was going to cause problems and it was going to end up hitting them hard.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got Kathy saying thank you, John, and Cryptic Animal says, I think you need a whip, John, and I just, actually, since I work in the defense industry, I was thinking something more along the lines of a tow missile would have worked, but I believe in overdoing things, you know? Why use a whip when you can, you know, atomize the problem? Okay, let's get back to the business here at hand. Let's see what we got here. We're going to go back to 124, and I knew we were hearing a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I heard something there. Here we go. No, you know, that's, I'm not going to go with that. That just doesn't feel right. Yeah, you heard it too?
Yeah.
All right. If you could, as loud as you can, give us your name. Okay. All right, here was that same noise again we had before. Right there. I'm going to go back. It's between 140. Turn that. You know what? That's just not enough. I'm not going to go with that. It's just not. Let's take it to 150. All right. We're going to end it here at 2 minutes. I just think that, I can't make sense of that. All right, I took it back to 124. I just wanted to check this one thing. Okay, there is something there, and I'm going to go ahead and run that and just see if we get anything. Let's run the compressor.
Just asking you to extend again.
Well, they want me to extend?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, guys. What, I'll do it. You see, are you having fun? Is everybody having fun?
Why not just ask him? Why type it into chat?
Oh, stop.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you animals are making me do it. You're twisting my... All right.
I have to get all my chats in line here.
It's 20 past 7 over here, John.
John, I think they're on something.
Yeah, caffeine.
Oh, no, caffeine.
They'll be sorry tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I can imagine your head tomorrow and all that caffeine.
Oh, brother. It's already hurting now.
Let me see if I can get this to... I just got to stop and extend the show here, and then we'll do that. Okay, so I'm doing... this is the show. I got to edit this. I really thank you guys for showing me this too, because there was that show I extended the other day a couple of times, and it was pretty cool because I didn't know you could extend a show that was live. You know, I mean, you were running. It just seemed to be something I never thought about doing, and the things you find out just by talking to people.
John,
no matter how hard I try, I never get away without learning something every day, even though I try. Things. And I try to just go through my day not knowing anything new, and unfortunately it never worked. So, okay, we just extended, so I'm going to minimize that. And do you feel like doing it, John? He's been sick, bless his heart. Yeah, I'm good. I've got some energy. I'm just gonna be a tough guy here. Let's go. All right, so let's go ahead and play the CVP here. I think it's one, so let's see what we got, guys. This is like mining for gold, man. There is a voice there.
There's more
that
than one.
You hear that, Paul?
Yeah, there's more than one.
Yeah, it's really strange. It sounds like a woman's voice. Here we go. I'm something. It's saying something. I'm going to narrow in on that. I think it says I'm pushing. I mean, I don't know what you guys on the phone line are thinking. Can you hear that? Are you hearing that?
I'm hearing the voice, but I'm trying to work out what it is actually saying.
Yeah, it's it sounds like
I'm getting more than one voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really hard because there's so much of the when you do the noise reduction, that's the problem with it. it'll introduce other artifacts in, and you only use that when you really need to bring something out, and very judiciously. And so it's some people take it way too far, and you hear this musical little voice thing. It sounds, you know, it's a voice, but you can't tell what it's saying. I have to leave enough of it there that I can just get the gist of what the thing is saying. So I'm going to play it a couple more times, and then let's just see, and then we'll save it off. You know, if I didn't know any better, that sounds like a Chinese name. Pu Sing. We do get Chinese EVPs here, especially on throughout the whole Sierra Nevada. We repeatedly run into references to Chinese because there was so much railroad and mining activity here that depended upon them. So I am going to say. This one could end up being a Chinese reference. So this is going to be 1:25. I'm going to say passing. It could be I'm passing, too. Let's try that. Let's actually replay it one more time. I'm passing. It also could be I'm Hu Sing, which is, so, I don't know, very different. Let me see if there's any more here. Okay, there was something right there. Right at the end there, between 1:30 to 1:32. And then I just catch up. There's a little bit of noise at the end here. Okay, just before that. So I'm going to grab that. Run the compression. Run the noise reduction. Okay, got it. And here we go. Something's a nice guy. Are you hearing that?
Not exactly.
All right, I'm going to boost it up just a little bit with just raw amplification. I'm going to take it up 5 decibels, and we'll put it on a loop. Oh, here we go. Okay, it's saying, I believe Danny's a nice guy. And I'm going to run another filter called the high pass filter. It's going to take some of the that brought a lot of noise. You're hearing, I'm going to just concentrate on that nice guy stuff right here. Can you hear that, Paul?
Yeah,
it's I'm hearing Danny's a nice guy. And what's funny is the guy that we're going to be hunting with here is named Dan over in Stockton here this Saturday. So I'm not sure if we're getting a reference to Dan being a nice guy, which he is. He's a great guy. That is a really nice EVP. I mean, we're getting some successes here, guys. I'm really stoked. This is turning out to be a great concept.
There's another push at the back of that.
Yeah, there seems to be there are cases where we'll get more than one talking. It's like they don't have a good sense of time. And I think maybe a lesson learned is we'll ask them to speak one at a time. That's advice I've heard from other people doing this work. So 1:30. Danny's a nice guy. I'm just going to say that. And we'll upload all these for you guys to go out there and just wail on. And then you can tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, which I am all for. Because that's another thing we do here. Despite the fact that our Dionysus, or whatever his name is, was talking about people being fakes and all that. My EVPs are open for anybody to come in and challenge. And frankly, I would be glad if you did challenge a lot of them and say, okay, that's, you know, throw that one out. That could be this or that. I'd rather have the evidence be right than wrong, you know. And if it's something we can identify, hey, more power to you. We'll identify it, throw it in the pile, and say, hey, we learned something from that. And that's what this is all about. So let's take it back up, and we'll do one more session here at 142. We'll play this and see. Okay, I caught something there at the 145 to 148. I'm hearing low voice again there. We were hearing that. I mean, Paul and I were hearing stuff there. He was commenting too. Room of depression again. And
Tom, do any of these Chinese, did they do cooking or things like that?
Oh, you know, it's funny. In the gold rush days out here, there was any job that was a menial job, the Chinese came here and did it. And when the gold began to run out, there was groups of, you know, of the whites here, this all up and down the Sierras, turned on them. And there were a lot of Chinese that were murdered, killed, disappeared outright. And it's a very shameful part of the American, you know, story is that these things happen. I caught in the Truckee Hotel last October and November. When we did some investigation there, we went there twice, and we caught one EVP of a woman in the lobby saying, "I hate Chinese." This is what she was, you know. I picked this up. I had no idea that Truckee had such a sordid history with this area.
Mm-hmm.
But there were literally many Chinese killed or disappeared there and thrown into the lake, which is real close to where the Donner Party had their problem. It's right in that same vicinity. So it was just, we get a lot of that.
Like, I was killed here, or I do dishes.
We get, you know, we'll post all these up, and then basically what I have is I have an area where we'll have these in our gallery. And then that can be, there's comments, you can put comments in there and just place what you think it is. And that way we can re-listen to it, and I'll just subscribe to that folder and watch whatever you guys come up with. So, you know, we'll post that out on the – as a matter of fact, what I'll do is on the Blog Talk page, I'll just do a quick blog link to my site so you guys get straight to it. You don't have to go look for it. So right after the show, we'll get that all, you know, put together. But let me see what we get with 145 here. Let's try this. That wasn't as clear. Let me see. I hear a voice that almost sounds, I'm going to amplify it slightly. I'll take it up 12 decibels and then run a click removal. I'm going to have to turn this down. This is going to blast you guys. Hearing shadow voices in the hill? I mean, what in the heck? Okay, I'm going to catch the end of it. Seems to be better.
I go watch this EVP about.
What's that?
I go watch this EVP about.
Oh, you broke up, Paul.
I got something in the back saying, "What is this EVP about?"
Oh, all right. Let's listen to this. Let's try. Well, here we go. I mean, I'm hearing shadow voices in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, yeah, shadow voices in the show. Let me try the whole thing again so we can just make sure we're clear on this, because I'll put this whole thing out, and then you guys can filter it and do what you want to do. I'm making shadow voices in the show. That's basically what I'm hearing. I'm going to go ahead and save that.
I've got the other one in the back of that.
Yeah, that's the thing that we get here quite a bit. You know, multiple EVPs. The ones I love are when it's really, really clear, and you'll get two of them talking at once, and they'll step on each other. But this one was way deep in there. I'm making shadow voices in the show. Or making shadow voices in the snow. That could be it, too. And believe me, we've had our share of snow here recently. Dear God, it was terrible, this the tree damage we took. My yard looks like a disaster zone still, but we're slowly getting there. Okay, let's see. We're going to tell you what. I'm going to take a brief break because my voice is giving out. And let's see. How much time we got on the show here, guys? I got 26 minutes left. Okay, what we're going to do is just take about a three-minute break. I'm going to grab something to water my throat down because I am still basically coming back from the Denzians of coldness, having a cold. So let's find something that's going to be a little bit good for you guys to listen to in the chat room here. You know, I'm up for a little bit of a love song. You know, I played this the other day, but I like the song so much, we're going to do it again. Leon Rimes, How Do I Live Without You?
How do I breathe without you? If you ever
And we're back. And, yeah, my voice is getting a little parched there. I needed some liquid refreshments and not the alcoholic kind. I just got some nice water there and took a break. And, hey, we're going to play Karen's EVP here. And I'm just going to go ahead and wind that down. That's a little music from the Lonely Planet theme. I like that music. It's good stuff. One of these days I'm going to do a show, just an all-music show with my favorite music. Kind of like what Kathy does, and we'll see where that goes. So anyway, I'm going to bring that down, and let's go ahead and play the EVP. I don't know what this is going to be, and I think Karen might have left the show. No, she's with us. Hey, okay, Karen, I'm going to play your EVP. If you could set this up for us, didn't use the blender. God. One of these days I'm going to put a blender on for white noise to do EVP to the blender. I think that's what this whole thing is about. That's what these guys are trying to tell me. But anyway, Karen, if you could set this up for us, you know, in the chat room, just type in where did you get this recording? And, you know, we can see what this is about. But I'm going to go ahead and pop it on. Here we go.
Am I hiding in this corner?
Okay, I heard that. Tell you what, let's put this, I played that, let me pop open the right thing here. I'm going to open this up in Audacity because I can do a little better work with it. And I'll go to the downloads. And there it is, right there. Okay, so I got a pretty good view of this thing. And you can definitely see the EVP very clearly in this one. Wow, Karen, that's a good catch. I mean, that is stoked. I mean, that's the best. That's nice. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to beef this up a little bit so you guys can hear this better. Let's run a compressor on it. And then we'll do a little noise reduction. Just to take it down a little bit because I got a little big there. And here we go. We'll apply that now. Voila. And this may be a little loud, but let's see what we got. Having to push. I think what it's saying is having to push. Let me keep playing it. I'm going to just focus in on just that section there. Okay, here we go, guys. It sounds like there's two people speaking, and it's having to push. I'll just go with this, the final. And then, it also could be saying Kathy. Kathy, but I tend to think it's Kathy, or having to push. Boy, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm going to save this enhanced version. I'll save the whole thing out and then put that on the site. I'm just going to mark it as _ enhanced with my stuff on there. Whoops.
I hope that wasn't deleting it.
No, I just... Here we go. Yeah, I've only got 35 years of IT experience, and I get mystified now and then.
Is that a Mastodon?
I think it was a typical XP. I don't like what you just did sound.
I mean, is that a Macintosh computer?
No, it's a good old Gateway. It's been with me a couple of years. It's got. I believe in doing computing the hard way. I don't use Macs. I don't use. To me, they don't qualify as a real computer because they're too easy to use. Which means I like Macs really at the ultimate end of things, but I'm just used to doing things the hard way. Let's see, I just do here. I just saved that someplace. Oh, I know. So I'll go look at it here out on the evidence drive. I've got a nice terabyte drive I got for $70, and I'm loading this puppy up with all my stuff. That was the studio session. And 128.2, there we go. Yeah, that's what happened to it. That's right. It did not catch the... that's what it was complaining about. It didn't get the .mp3 at the end. There we go. Got it fixed. Okay, guys. We'll continue on here. All right. Dominica is sending a very powerful spirit to John's house. Oh, my goodness. There's a powerful spirit coming. It's powerful.
Yeah, it's a bottle of 100-proof whiskey.
Yeah, that's powerful spirits, all right, yeah. It's funny, you know. It's funny. I'll tell you some stories. We went out on the case out in May of last year. We ended up out in Virginia City, and Mark and Debbie Constantino were on the show a while back, and I actually got them to tell me a couple of their secrets. And one of the things they said was, take whiskey out to the ghosts, and especially these these 1800s ghosts were, they were drinking folks. I mean, they liked their partying, you know. So I bought a whole bunch of I got a letter from ghosts here. Okay, hey, I'll tell you what, buddy, I'll do that. You can email me, john.almada at gmail.com. It's john.almada at gmail.com. Go ahead and send that in. Yeah, definitely. He's talking to me about a ghost box. But anyway, I totally lost, spaced out, lost the track of what I was saying. Let me think. We were dealing with Virginia City, and the keyboard is acting up again. Oh, yes. And what we did was we took, I had a bottle of Crown Royal. I mean, I went all out on this thing, and I bought a big, big old bottle of Crown Royal and took that out there, and we toasted the ghosts. And gave them a drink out there at the in front of the mine where 40 at least 45 or 47 men died in a mine fire in the 1850s there. And they're known for being pretty rough ghosts. So I figured, you couldn't hurt anything by going there with being nice to them and respectful and taking them a good drink, you know. And what was funny is that's the time I saw that same day. I saw a half of a body come running out of that area. We watched as a pair of legs ran out. There was just legs in a part of the bottom half of the torso and nothing up top. Come running out, and it ran right around the cabin we were staying in the old miner's cabin there at the Gold Hill Hotel. It's one of the oldest hotels in the west of the Mississippi. So, man, let me tell you, that was an experience. And then 10 minutes later, a couple of my team saw a blue orb about a foot across, a blue orb that come flying out and go the same exact path. So we think we might have seen a residual haunt just following a set path because this thing came running out, and it was heading right for the hotel. With what was happening with the with the drink situation, we were treated very nicely. The only thing that really kind of struck me is somewhat odd was I went to open the door to go in. I'd been out changing recorders, and I opened the door, and somebody started pulling on the door the opposite way and preventing me from going in. And I got a tug of war, and I'm looking at this. I'm going, what in the hell is this door doing? And I'm having a tug of war with a friggin' ghost. And it's like, fine. I said, look, can I get in? and it let go, and I was able to get in, and I think I could feel this guy smiling at me, thinking this is the funniest thing. So if you ever get a chance to go to the Goldfield Hotel, I recommend it highly. It's a great haunt. Anyway, I'm going to close that down there. And, oh, somebody had to go potty. Probably had to go. Oh, boy, I'm losing it here. This show goes too fast. That's really right. It really sucks for them having to relive the same issues over and over again. I get that a lot. Now that I'm age 50, it's the same thing every day. I have to go to work. I have to support people. I have to, you know, pay taxes. Oh, boy. I don't know. The living have that problem, too. Cryptic Animal, it is going too quick. We got 12 minutes left in the show. I'll tell you what, let's do a Shack Box thing. We might as well just have a little fun with that. And we'll do a real fast session here. So we're just going to make the change here. And let's pop this puppy on, and let's do FM. And bring that up there. Well, I don't want to play a commercial. All right. Now what we're going to do is bring up the... Oops, did I take those down? Here we go. Audacity. Okay, here we go, guys. We're going to say, we're going to start. Is there anybody here with us who would like to make their presence known? Okay, that was me. Okay, possible at 16 seconds. Can you tell us your name? All right. 27 seconds. How many of you are here with us tonight? And that got a little interrupted. Can you say it again? How many of you are here with us tonight? Okay, last chance. Anybody want to say their name before we end this? Are there any guides here or anyone that wants to say anything to any of our listening audience? Okay, and is there any last messages before I stop?
Yes, you may.
And that ends it. All right. So we got to turn that off. Put that away. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and analyze this thing. And Judith threw a target question. Oh, God, I ended it. All right, Karen, I'm not sure I can take the phone right now. Let me see. Let me get back here. Yeah, I'll call you right after, Karen. Okay, we got 9 minutes left, so let's get through here. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to say, start. Is there anybody here with us who would like to make their presence known? Okay, that was me. Wait a minute. Let me go back there. Right here. Right there. No, that's just random. Okay, that was pretty interesting. Let me go back. Okay, that was me. Right there. I'm not going to call that. It's not just
okay,
obvious.
Okay, possible at 16 seconds. Can you tell us your name?
Wow. Paul Rainhead. Do you guys hear that? That's pretty good.
It sounds like Paul Ring In or something.
Yeah, Paul Rain. I'm hearing Paul Rainhead, but let me try again.
Paul Rainhead. Paul Rainhead. Paul Rainhead.
I don't know. Never heard of the name Rainhead.
That sounds like Paul Ring In.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, what'd you get? What'd you say, Paul? What?
Paul Ring In.
Paul Ring In.
Uh huh.
All right, I'll go with that. That sounds better than Paul Ring In. Paul Ring In. Paul Ring In. Paul Ring In. I get it. Okay, 28 seconds. Paul Ring In to talk to us. 28 seconds. Paul Ring In.
Well, they asked for me earlier, and they rang in, didn't they?
Yeah, it sure did. You rang in, and they're talking about you, boy. That's good. Let's see. Let's go some more here. 27 seconds. How many of you are here with us tonight? That's me. Wait a minute. Here we go. It's late. I don't know. That could be just anything, but it's interesting that it would say that.
It's
and that got a little interrupted. Can you say it again? How many of you are here with us tonight? I think that might have been somebody next door with that noise there. So I'm going to discount that.
What?
Okay, last chance. Anybody want to say their name before we end this? Nah, it sounds almost like something trying to form up, but I don't think that. Are there any guides here or anyone that wants to say anything to any of our listening audience? All right, that almost seemed like a direct response. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that saying, no pain.
It sounds like that, yeah.
I think that's an interesting response. I'm going to capture my question and then just have that. So I'll save it as no pain, but it's I'm going to label it as suspect because it's not so clear that it would be no pain. And I always end the suspect ones with underscore suspect. That way I can identify if I've got some questions about it. All right, we'll go off. That was at 121, so we'll continue on. All right. Call in, freak.
What did he again?
Oh, no.
Call in, freak. I guess it's talking about Dionysus. I guess it's talking about Dionysus. Call in, freak.
Yeah.
Oh.
For him.
Okay, I'm going to say it's suspect. Call in, freak. Oh, no. Oh, God. 24 seconds. Sometimes the stuff you get, call in, freak. Okay. And we're coming up. We're coming up at the end of the show.
Oh
fast.
No, not again!
If you talk to me nice, I may extend.
Oh That would be wonderful, but people would probably kill me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we can always hang up. I can go another 10 minutes, and then we'll just hang it from there. So I'll tell you what. I'm up for another little bit of this. I'm having too much fun anyway.
Yeah, it's really fun.
But you know what? I can't. I can't do it. They're not going to let me. I can't take it past what I've done. So we are going to get stuck with getting booted off of here. And so I'm going to go ahead and stop here. But we've got a good, you know, we've got some pretty good stuff there. I will just do one little thing.
Yesterday.
That was one I was interested in.
Yesterday.
I don't know. We'll look at that and see about that later. But, hey, anyway, guys, I'm going to do the shout-outs, and then we'll call it a night. But, yeah, the loyal listeners, the loyal crew stuck it out with us. We got Anastasia. Thank you, Darwin. You're on the line. And we got Blue Edge Radio. Hey, Renee, we love you. Kathy, oh, you're the best. Just love talking with you all the time. Cryptic Animal, dude, you rock. Denise in Florida, we love Florida. You know, it's just a wonderful state. And one of these days I'm going to get out there again. I actually want to see the last shuttle liftoff this year, so that's going to be cool. Dominica D'Amore, you're a trooper. You come in on all our shows. You're the best. Ghosts, hey, send me that stuff. You know, you've got my email there. Karen, going to pick you up tomorrow at the airport, bright and early. So, actually, bright and late, but 7 o'clock. I remember. I'll be there as soon as possible. Paul Edward Montador, my friend in Great Britain. Thank you for being part of the show, and you're always welcome. And yes, we will schedule some time with you, and I'm losing my voice. Solana, thank you. And with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boy, that was good. Here we go.